Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marty Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marty. And by telephone today, we have Kent Teese, Farm Management Analyst and Vice President of MinStar Bank in Lake Crystal, Minnesota. Welcome to the program, Kent.
Great to be here.
We are on the cusp of Farm Fest coming up next week, starting Tuesday, at the Gilfillan Estate near Redwood Falls, and this is kind of a big deal. I know you are very uniquely involved in what's going on there. Tell us about your involvement.
Well, I've actually been involved in Farm Fest since it was in Lake Crystal in the late 1980s, and I coordinate the educational forums at Farm Fest. Of course, Farm Fest has about 600 exhibits, big tents with indoor exhibits, big machinery. It's a great place if you want to see the innovations of agriculture, all the big machinery, all the technology, drones, everything that's going on in agriculture. A great day event to go out there and check out the exhibits. And we got some great forums this year as well.
Who might we see at these forums you've got coming up?
Well, Tuesday we have a congressional candidates forum at 10:30 in the morning, and we have three sitting U.S. congressmen, Tim Walz from the 1st District, Colin Peterson from the 7th District, and Tom Emmer from the 6th District, and all are quite involved in policy. Of course, both Congressmen Walz and Peterson sit on the U.S. House Ag Committee, among other things. And then that afternoon, we're going to talk about the food and agriculture industry and the interactions, of course, now with GMO labeling, with how we raise our livestock, environmental issues. A lot of push coming from the consumer, the food industry, affecting agriculture. And we got two great speakers that afternoon, Steve Peterson, who's retired Director of Sourcing Sustainability for the General Mills Company, and Michael Doan, who's Director of Working Lands for the Nature Conservancy. And very interesting, before he went to work with the Nature Conservancy, he did sustainability work for the Monsanto Company, one of the big corporate giants in the ag world.
Also, I think the buffer zones will probably be a hot topic.
The middle day, we're actually going to have a second candidate forum that morning at 10:30. Congressman John Klein is retiring, and five of the candidates running for his seat from both parties, as well as the Independent Party, will be on hand for that. And then we're going to get into buffers, waters of the U.S., and other ag water quality issues that afternoon on Wednesday, August 3rd. Governor Dayton will be there to address the group, as will Scott Vanderwall, Vice President of American Farm Bureau. He's a farmer in South Dakota. And then we got a great panel, top-notch national and state leaders on water quality issues. It'll be one of the best water quality forums you're going to see and hear anywhere on all of these issues and many more related to water quality. If either of you have any control, weather like we've had the last couple of days versus last week would be appreciated at Farm Fest.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
We'll do our best. Hey, thanks, Kent.
Thank you.
Kent Teese, Farm Management Analyst, Vice President of MinStar Bank in Lake Crystal, Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.